I can bring home the bacon, fried up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us today on the Word of Mom Radio Network. This is Tracy Timmons, and I'm here today with Lisa Rufschom. I'm really excited to talk to her today. I'm really fascinated with what she does. I had never heard of it before she reached out to us with an interest to be on the Word of Mom Radio Network, and I'm pretty excited to have her here and learn more about it. Lisa has 7 years of experience as a certified nutritional consultant in hair analysis, working with clients worldwide. She uses your hair to specifically formulate what your body needs. She specializes in detoxifying and rebuilding at the cell. She educates with guidance to scientifically address your health concerns and imbalances while looking for the cause. She works with adrenal burnout, heavy metal toxicity, disease, fatigue, digestion, inflammation, thyroid issues, weight struggles, brain fog, and other symptoms. You will feel changes physically, emotionally, and mentally. To get well, you must improve the cell. She helps people get healthy from the cell out to look and feel better. Lisa, I have to tell you, I am completely fascinated and can't wait to hear more about this. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, well, thank you for all your patience and everything to get to this point, and that we're finally talking and we're finally sharing you. And I'm really excited to hear how you even got into hair analysis, how you even knew that this was a way to get to where you get to with it.
Yeah. Well, I accidentally fell into what I'm doing. I never in my lifetime would have thought this is my thing or my passion, but it is. I was 36 years old, and I had four little girls at home and was very, very exhausted to the point where I couldn't stay awake for more than 6 hours a day. So I had my children running around, and I would fall asleep sitting up in the kitchen chair. I was living on Diet Coke and sugar just to have enough energy to function.
Yeah.
And I was having a lot of heart palpitations. So I went to the cardiologist, and they put me through a lot of extensive tests that were actually very dangerous, and to find nothing, and dismissed me. So I was angry, and I said, I know that I'm not well. My heart's pounding out of my chest, and it stops at times, and I felt it. And a friend of mine's mom had been doing hair analysis for over 30 years, 40 years. And I said, you know what? I have nothing to lose. Let's do it. So I did, and I come to find out from my test, I had so little sodium and potassium that I couldn't regulate my heart, and I was close to a stroke or a heart attack.
Wow.
So it was all an imbalance. But your blood is like your checking account where your cells are your savings. So my blood was regulated and looked okay on blood tests, but my cells were almost tapped out.
Wow. Wow.
And when my mentor retired, I had to take over because I had to take care of myself and my kids.
Right. So you had this woman, this mother of a friend who basically kind of did this for you, and then she retired, and you're like, well, now I better start doing it because I need somebody to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, how cool is that?
Yep, kind of fell into my lap.
So how
but I love
is,
it. I live for it.
How is hair analysis different from blood tests?
Because it's a one-month kind of picture of what's been going on in your body, it's a snapshot of what it's doing truly, where your blood can change minute to minute. So I could eat like two Snickers bars and I can look diabetic. Your blood will change and regulate to keep yourself moving and healthy at the moment. This is more of a long-term picture of what's accumulating and what's happening deeper at the foundation.
Got it. So things that might not show up in your blood moment to moment are always going to show up in your hair.
Mm-hmm. And you can't really tell the true levels sometimes of heavy metals unless you look really deeply. You know,
right.
How much stored up is how much is released in your blood. Because if your blood can't handle it, it'll stash it in the closets of your tissues and your organs and your bones even.
Oh, right. Okay, so you don't even see it there, but it's going to show up in your hair because that's one of the places it sticks it.
Yep, it stores it up
for
in the
closet. For my very scientific explanation.
Yep.
So I'm pretty curious. So what actually is the process? Is it literally just taking a piece of somebody's hair and running it through some tests, or how does it work?
It is. It's the hair at the back of your head. It's a skinny little strip of hair, and it's cut at the root, so it's the most current growth, and it's not washed or colored. And then it gets sent to analytical research lab in Arizona, and they will do the test, and they send me the results, the graph that shows me the heavy metal toxicity amounts. If you're eliminating your heavy metals, where are your minerals? Are they balanced? I can look at your thyroid, your adrenals, how your cells are handling glucose at the cell level versus your blood level, what your teeth and bones look like, if your body is catabolizing or eating its own protein for energy. So there's a lot that it tells me about. One of the biggest things I look at is cell permeability. So I can tell if your cells are open and receptive to oxygen and nutrition and maybe too open to heavy metals, or are they encapsulated or calcified so nothing can get in. So you're maybe tired because you can't get enough oxygen and nutrition inside. So there's a whole lot that it looks at.
Wow. Wow. So what would you say are some of the reasons that people come to you? I mean, obviously you've talked about fatigue, and that sounds like a big one. And fatigue could be so many different things, so many different causes. What are some of the other reasons that someone would come to you?
I have pretty much everything, a gamut of infertility, and those are one of my favorite things because you get a baby in the end result, and that's always a joyous
Oh,
thing. I
yeah.
love that. That's my big rewards. But I've had Crohn's disease where they've wanted to take out this young man's 7 feet of his intestine. They ended up only having to take 7 inches, which is a big deal.
Wow.
SIBO, diabetes has turned around, lung cancer. You name it, I see it. A big portion of my people are fatigue, thyroid issues, and copper toxicity. So, yeah.
Wow.
Heavy
Wow.
metals affect our mental ability, give us brain fog and confusion and sluggishness, memory issues. So, the toxicity affects not just our body, but it affects our minds too, and how we feel.
Right.
Yeah, it's all tied together.
So literally what you end up finding out through this hair analysis is what sorts of toxic chemicals are in our bodies, and then you design a program to balance things out.
Yes. It's
Okay.
specific because it is their hair. It's not my opinion. It's
Right.
exactly what is in the hair. So then I can look at what supplements are needed because they're a lot of times so depleted they can't possibly eat enough food. And our food is depleted of iodine and the natural minerals we used to have. And then there's so
Right.
much Roundup glyphosate in them. So I work on detoxifying the chemicals that we eat, the heavy metals that are trapped in the body, and then rebuild and give the body the tools it needs to do what it's supposed to have done. But it was just too
Right.
tired out and depleted.
Right.
And then I look at other things with my clients as far as electromagnetic frequencies, like from cell phones, and how to reground or re-energize ourselves, the proper nutrition, the proper hydration, detox modalities from the inside out and from the outside in. Sometimes the body's so compromised it can't detox itself. It needs to start from the outside and pull it out.
Right.
It depends on the person, and I walk through these things individually so that we can customize it to what they need and not just a general, let's throw this at you and see if it sticks. That just
Right,
doesn't
right,
work.
right. And I think that's part of the problem. You know, there's so many different programs out there. You know, I'm a health coach, and I coach for a company with a specific diet and nutrition program. And one of the things I like about this particular one is that, yes, it's specific and it gives, but it's not as customized, for instance, as what you're doing. But at the same time, it's more about just finding ways to have healthy habits that work for you, as opposed to a lot of diet programs that are specific to losing weight, but it doesn't really help you to, you know, live your life once you lose that weight, you know? And that's what I love about what you're talking about, though, is that and that's part of the problem, though, too, is everybody's like, oh, my thing works, my thing works. And there's not one thing ever that works 100% for every single human being. Like, it just doesn't work that way. Everybody's bodies are different. Everybody's, you know, psychological issues are different. Everybody's, you know, like you're saying, it's, you know, you know, a certain diet plan might work great for somebody, but if you have these certain chemical imbalances in your body or whatever, it might not work, and it might not be because you're not following it or not doing it properly.
Right.
I'm really, really fascinated by all of this, because it's not shocking to me, but it on one level it is, in the sense that, like, there's so much that you just don't even know about what's going on inside your body, and you've gotten into this, you know, this way of finding it out. It's pretty intense. One other quick question about the procedure. In you were talking about how the hair isn't cleaned or colored, but for instance, you know, I've been coloring my hair for, I don't know, 25 years. So how do you get to hair that isn't your, do you need to wait for like, mm-hmm. so, do you need to
a
have
a fourth of an inch? I just need a fourth of an inch of growth, and typically that's about when we start to color our hair again after it grows
out. I was going to say, so just kind of normal. You don't need somebody to, like, grow out, like, 3 inches of roots for
no.
you to do it.
Nope. I just need from the scalp and a quarter inch out, and the rest of it can actually be discarded and thrown away.
Ah, okay.
Because it's old. It's past. It's done.
Right.
So I want the most current one-fourth of an inch. So, yeah, if somebody has a problem with alopecia, it's a little more trying, but there's a lot of men that are bald in my program, and we can use pubic hair if we need to, and we adjust accordingly with the toxic metals because that hair grows slower, so it's harder to accumulate, so it looks higher when it really isn't.
Ah.
So, you know, we can adjust for that type of thing too and still help them. We can use body hair. It's a little more difficult, but, you know, we can do what we can do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as far as you were saying, there is different programs for everybody. I have people that are on programs that use this just to monitor where they're at. And is
right.
their program really working?
Right, right. So the last question I'm going to ask you before we take our break, and then we'll get into kind of what happens after the analysis. So how do you actually remove the hair to get it, like, all the way to the root?
You just lay the scissors on your scalp, and you just cut it at the scalp. With a stainless steel scissors, so there's no metal that will come off. Like some of the scissors that are made in China, some of the metals will come off with the hair sample
right.
when you cut. So you
right.
just use a stainless steel scissors, and you cut it at the scalp in a skinny path across the back of your head. It's only an eighth of an inch, you know, strip.
Right.
So, and nobody will see it. If you have a hair 1 inch long or longer, nobody sees where you cut it.
Right.
My husband, I shave his head. So I just take it at the bottom, the nape of his neck, and no one even knows I cut it there. It grows out in a week.
Interesting. Really interesting. Wow, this is fascinating. Lisa, I'm going to take a quick pause to thank our sponsors for today, and then I want to get into what happens after the analysis gets done.
Sure.
Okay.
Let's take a moment to give a shout-out to our great sponsors, Safety Bags, StadiumBags.com, and Tracy's Healthy Habits. And to share a grieving father's thoughts in support of his kind campaign to raise awareness of the tragedies that bullying can lead to.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched StadiumBags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in four colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at StadiumBags.com, and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
Do you have health goals you can't reach? Tried and failed every plan or gained back what you lost? Every diet works while you follow it. But until you are more mindful of your habits and relationship to nutrition and fitness, you will never maintain a healthy weight. Imagine reaching optimal health, high energy, free and easy breathing, and maybe less time with doctors and medications. I lost 75 pounds 4 years ago and became a certified health coach to pay forward the habits of health. Contact me at tracyshealthyhabits@gmail.com for a free, no-obligation health assessment. we will explore your goals and what optimal health looks like for you. If you are a good fit for our program, my coaching is always free. Become the best you you can be at Tracy's Healthy Habits. That's TRACIS healthyhabits @gmail.com.
Fly high, my angel. These are four words I never thought I'd have to say about my daughter. As the father of three beautiful daughters, I thought everything was perfect. Samantha, Juliana, and Amelia were my life. Depression, caused by relentless bullying, ate at my daughter Juliana. On January 8th of this year, she took her life. Bullying has consequences, and I really don't want any other family to have to go through this. It's an epidemic that has to be rectified. Fly high, my angel Juliana. You're always in my heart.
Join them on Facebook. Juliana Caraturo Kind Campaign. That's Juliana Caraturo Kind Campaign. Thank you.
And we're back. This is Tracy Timmons of the Word of Mom Radio Network. My guest today is Lisa Rufschom. She has a wellness program that's based on hair analysis, and she's been talking about what the hair analysis can tell her and how she got involved in it. And before we get into the programs that you devise for your clients once you've done the analysis, what did you have to do to become a certified nutritional consultant in hair analysis? What sort of process and training did you have to go through to do that?
Well, I was very, very blessed with my mentor that I mentioned, that was my friend's mom. She had worked with Dr. Paul Eck, who created Analytical Research Lab, for 40-some years, and she was just a wealth of knowledge. She was on the ground floor of all of this. He, in turn, had worked with ladies that some of your listeners may have heard of, Anne-Louise Gittleman. And he took her on as a particular client for 2 years to detox her from copper. So I had a wealth of information from her. And then I was certified through Westbrook University with Dr. Larry Wilson. And he is a mentor to a lot of us practitioners, and still going strong, really brilliant man that worked with Dr. Eck for 18 years. So I've had well over 40 years of experience with these wonderful doctors to pull from, and I work with analytical research too in Endomet Laboratories. So just great, great coaches, and I get to connect with other people in other modalities. So I'm always learning. I'm always reaching out and finding new, better ways to help everybody. It's an ongoing process.
Wow. Yeah, I'm sure, because you're always learning new things and there's always new information to incorporate into what you're doing. So you've just got the results of my hair analysis. Now what happens?
When we do start the process, I have about a two-hour intake that I do with people. So I know about your sleep and your exercise, your diet, your supplements you're on, any medications, hydration, bowel movements. I get in your business. I know you well by the time we're done. Because I need a whole picture of how is your whole body working together and individually, so I'm not just stomping out a symptom. I want to find what's causing the chain effect to happen. Once I get the graph back from the lab, I'll do the analysis and put together supplements that are specific to your chemistry needs according to your oxidization. And I put together a report. And what I do is I like to touch base weekly, because nobody can really change their whole life overnight. It's overwhelming, especially if you're in a depleted, exhausted stage. And so every week I'll introduce a new change. So I'll talk about detoxifying, like I said, internally as far as that, and externally. I want to go over personal care products people use, cleaning products, if they're using air fresheners that can put out phthalates in their body, breathing it. I talk about self-care, dealing with the changes mentally and emotionally and physically, because these toxic metals come out and they cause a lot of symptoms. We call it retracing. And when they come up, I want my clients to call me or email me so we can figure out how to change their program for a few days so they're comfortable, but still getting rid of those. I talk to them about chemical exposures like glyphosate that's in a lot of our food. That's one of my nemesis. Parasitic issues I deal with heavily. People don't realize they have them, don't want to think about it, but often most of us do, and it's how well does your body kill that. Like I said, grounding, meditation, anti-stress, and I'm working with a couple of chefs to put together some cooking videos to show people how to eat more vegetables and make them taste good and cook them correctly if you've never had to.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a whole gamut of 12 to 14, 16 weeks. I walk through them weekly and then answer questions as they go along. So they're not by themselves. They're not, you know, on an island, and I'm not inaccessible. I'm there. I think a lot of people just need a little help.
Right.
And then we do retest. You know, we don't just say, hey, you're all good. You have the information. We're going to retest, and we keep on it every 4 to 6 months, and we see what changes happen.
Right.
Just as if you went to somebody and they gave you a medication, we wouldn't just stay on it forever. So we want to make sure your supplements are what your body needs at that time.
Right. Right. So you literally kind of work with any products that are in the house that could be causing this. You work specifically with their diet and what they should and shouldn't be eating, and possibly even how they're preparing it, and supplements and vitamins and minerals. Like you, so you work with them on all of that. Like, as you said, you get all up in their business before you do the analysis, and then you get even further up in their business and afterwards, too.
I do. There are times where you don't want to look at my cell phone because I have some pictures of parasites you might not want to see. But, you know, we have to figure it out, and we just take it a day at a time and say, you know what, you're purging parasites today. It's a good day. They're not in there, and they're not taking your nutrition. Let's keep on going, you know.
So, Is there kind of a set cost for this program, or is it, again, more specific to what the client actually needs moving forward?
I have a few levels because, you know, after you've been through the whole wellness program, obviously you don't need that hand in hand because you have the tools. You can do it
right
from here on out. And then people will just continuously retest. I have the three levels on my website. The first level is the graph and the supplements. And that's for people that maybe are doing a different program and they want to monitor to make sure it's working.
Right.
And then the second level, I have a full 7 to 11 page report explaining it, as well as how do you detox and giving them the tools, but I'm not walking them through that and I'm not getting as deeply into their business. So I don't know if they're using toxic chemicals and bleach and they're eating GMOs. I'm not sure.
Right.
But it's the basic guidelines if they feel they can do it on their own, and they may not need the hand-in-hand.
Right.
It depends on where they're at.
Right. Got you. And go ahead and give that website. The links will be on the show description and on our social media posts and on the blog post connected to the show. But go ahead and give that out.
It's hairanalysisnutrition.com.
Right, and all of that is spelled exactly as you think it would be, but for anybody listening who wants to be sure, HairAnalysisNutrition.com, HairAnalysisNutrition.com, all mushed together like it's one word in lowercase letters.
Yep.
And Lisa also has a Facebook page and a Facebook group, and I assume that the group is where people can get kind of some support and kind of community access to information. Is that what the Facebook group is about?
Yeah, I do list a lot of educational links on there or information on there about everything from GMOs to vaccines, parasites. But you could always ask a question on there, and people can answer, or I can take a direct message through Facebook and Messenger, and I can answer questions there too. And Facebook is Scientific Nutrition. That's the name of my business.
Right, Scientific Nutrition. So Hair Analysis Nutrition is the website, and when you look Lisa up, and again, we'll have as many of these links. They don't all fit in the show description, but certainly on our blog post, we'll have all of them. And we'll be posting on social media as well. But so it's Scientific Nutrition, and there's lots of great information to be had. Lisa, this has been truly fascinating, and I think we're going to be interested in learning more from you as this goes on. And I definitely encourage people to at least look this up and get some more information about this, because I personally literally had no idea that all of this, and I'm someone, like I said, I am a health coach myself, and I have studied, you know, nutrition, not on the same levels that you have, but just really to understand that there's so much more going on at the root of literally the root of our hair and our problems, is just really great and kind of scary at the same time, because so many of us, you know, spend time just not feeling great. And, you know, I think there's people who really actively try to improve that all the time. And I have to be honest, I'm a person who's guilty of sometimes just accepting, like, oh, this is how it is. I'm 51 years old and I'm tired, you know, and maybe there's no reason for it, you know.
You don't need to be. You can feel like yourself again. You can.
Right.
And age is just a number. You can be so strong and healthy at 50 or 70 and feel like you're 20.
Yeah.
You know, aging doesn't mean we have to deteriorate and die. We can just age and still feel good. But everybody kind of in society thinks you should be old and achy and feel cruddy. That's not true. It's deterioration and toxicity. But, you know, we eat a lot of, even if you eat a lot of nutrition and good food, you have to detox. It's the second part of it that nobody can really grasp. You have to get rid of the garbage.
Right.
And then you feel like a tiger again. It's just cleaning out the trash.
Right. Well, and when you guys see Lisa, I don't know, and Lisa, I'm not asking, you know, I throw out my age all the time because I don't care. But, you know, just
I'm
based
48.
On her 48. So we're close to the same age. Lisa's a little younger than me. But I'll tell you that, you know, just based on her experience and everything, I was kind of assuming that. But when you see Lisa's pictures, you guys, she's clearly not feeling 48. I'm telling you that right now. So
at 36, though, I felt 80, I'll tell you.
Well, right. And that's it's interesting because I say that I'm 51 and I'm tired, but, you know, there's lots of ways for me just in terms of taking control of my own life that I feel younger now than I felt when I was 30 as well. And there's no reason why you shouldn't. But I suspect now that I've talked to you that there's probably things I can do to do even better. So I'm going to look into that a little bit more. So I appreciate you bringing that to my attention and to everybody's attention. And this has been really great, and I hope we'll get to talk to you again. But just, you know, for everybody out there, again, it's hairanalysisnutrition.com. It's Scientific Nutrition on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and Lisa's everywhere. Lisa's on even more social media than we are. So if you want her, you can find her. Lisa, thank you so much for sharing with us. Make today a great day.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's Mindful Healthy Habits show. I do just want to let everybody know that after Lisa and I finished our recorded conversation, we did talk a little further, and I'm excited to let you know that both Dori and I have agreed to participate in having Lisa do her analysis on us and put her through the paces of her program. So continuing forward into 2019, we're going to have Lisa as a pretty regular presence to talk about some of the ways we can remove toxicity from our life and be healthier. And you'll be able to follow mine and Dori's progress on the program and hear about the ways that we can do better. So we're very excited about that. Stay tuned. Tomorrow, we will have Susie Lewis from Crafty Dazzles on the Mompreneur Model Show. She makes some really incredible things, and it's something you should absolutely look at for holiday gifts, for the holidays coming up, or just some cool stuff you might be interested in. They're really reasonable and fun items. And next week, we're going to have a whole lot of new shows again, and we're going to open the week with another great Music Monday, Positively Entertaining with Beth Ann Hilton. And we're actually featuring several of the artists from the Sounds from the Circle compilation, which is just a really wonderful compilation of New Age music that she and Suzanne Doucette have been producing. And this is actually the 10th year that they have put this compilation out. And they have found a way to actually make a CD that has 40 songs on it. And I think we're featuring 8 of them on Positively Entertaining on Monday, but definitely you're going to hear some great music and learn about some incredible new artists. So remember to be happy, be healthy, and most importantly, to be yourself. And we will close out, as we so often do, with the incredible Smith Sisters bluegrass song, She Is You.
She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you,
she is you, she is you, she is you.
She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
Sure of herself, yes, she takes care of biz. Powerful and strong, yes, she knows who she is. Has integrity, woman strong and true. You know her by name, see this woman is you. She is sure,
she is sure.
She is strong,
she is strong.
She is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave.
She is bold,
she is bold.
She is you,
she is you.
She is you,
she is you.
She is sure,
she is sure.
She is strong,
she is strong.
She is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave.
She is bold,
she is bold.
She is you,
she is you.
She is you,
she is you.
Adds value and hope. Proved to be brave. See, it's never too late, never time to behave. Reaching for dreams, doesn't matter the age. Believes in herself, unleashed from her cage. She is sure,
she is sure.
She is strong,
she is strong.
She is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave.
She is bold,
she is bold.
She is you,
she is you.
She is you,
she is you.
She is sure,
she is sure.
She is strong,
she is strong.
She is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave.
She is bold,
she is bold.
She is you.